Broadcast Studios, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And it is a day to ask the expert here at ABQ Connect, John Chitwood in studio with us from Southern Boulevard Automotive. John, we're all going to bring our cars to you here in the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
You don't have much to do over Thanksgiving.
Come on down.
You have a lot. I know you have a lot on your plate with holidays. You're doing ministry. You're doing all kinds of fun things. Welcome back into ABQ Connect.
Thank you.
How you been doing?
Oh, busy. God's blessing us. It's been really good.
Well, good. I'm always intrigued when I'm sitting in your waiting room because I brought my car over and you were kind enough to check it out for me. And I watch the relationships that your staff has with different people. I saw an elderly woman there. She was probably close to 80 years old. Just the kindness and the care at the desk.
Well, I appreciate
and
that.
Explaining things. I mean, you know, and then there was an old guy like me. And you did exactly what you said on the show. You took me underneath the vehicle. You showed me what was going on. Time to get a new car. So, in my case, you know, I've got a pretty old car. It's got about 230,000 miles on it. It's been a great vehicle.
Right.
But you start developing a few little leaks and a few little things here and there. And you obviously can fix things and keep them going. And the real decision is, you know, you go buy a car, I think a nice used car, you're probably going to be spending maybe $5,000 to $10,000 at the least. And probably,
to get something that's decent.
Yeah, to get something that's decent. And, you're looking at, you know, $15,000 to $20,000 for something that's really nice as a used car. And boy, when you start looking at new cars, I don't see anything less than $30,000-$40,000 out there.
Well, it's just like one of my technicians. He's out there, you know, he was doing this truck hunting. He's not, you know, I don't know, you know, the seriousness, but he goes, I went and looked at trucks. He goes, they're $60,000 to $75,000. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
I almost didn't pay that much for my first home.
We have, we have another Ask the Expert, I better not try to say that two times fast. Brian Cochran with John Moore and Associates. He is a financial planner and an expert. And he tells us that when we are budgeting, we should be careful not to buy a vehicle that's worth more than three times our monthly salary.
Wow.
So, I mean, I don't want to complicate the math.
Well, I understand.
But if you're making $5,000, you should be looking at a vehicle in the $15,000 range. Now, a lot of new car dealers are going to have all kinds of ways to finance something for you.
Zero and all that, right?
Yeah,
and
so you have to decide from an economic standpoint, you know, what it is you want to do. But a lot of times people will bring vehicles in, like mine, and they might require a couple $1,000s worth of repairs.
Correct.
But the way I view it is be better to spend a couple $1,000s in repairs than make a payment of $500 a month.
Well, and I agree. And I actually had this discussion with a gentleman the other day. I think his repairs are going to be something like $1,000. And he goes, oh, I just don't know if it's worth it. And I said, well, I said, you know, obviously the decision's yours. I said, you know, I said, but keep this in mind. I said, could you buy that vehicle right there for $1,000 knowing what is in it and what you've done over the past, you know, 6-7 years?
Sure.
And the answer is no, you couldn't.
Right.
You know, you couldn't. So there's logic in it, you know, whether you fix it or not, you know. I mean, obviously it's everybody's free will and choice. But at the same time, you have to look at that and say, well, can I replace this vehicle and have the knowledge of everything that's going on with this vehicle for that price?
Mm-hmm.
So there's things you have to weigh.
Right. Well, and there's no question that, you know, we've got some great car dealers.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Power Ford. We've got Petrie, Buick GMC and Kia. And these are dealers that are going to be straight up with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're going to make a fair amount, a fair profit, but they're not going to make anything exorbitant. They're not going to manipulate you. They're going to give you the straight scoop. They're going to sell you a beautiful vehicle. And you're going to be a guy that as those vehicles get out of warranty,
correct,
whatever, you're going to help people maintain those and continue with them. And so if you buy a new vehicle, that might be a vehicle you could drive for the next 10, 15 years. My vehicle is a 2005.
Right.
So it's obviously lasted a really long time.
Right.
But, John, there comes a point where you've run them into the ground.
And you got to pull the plug.
And you got to pull the plug.
Right.
So that is kind of a hard balance.
Right. I mean, this is going to sound odd, I mean, for business, But I have talked a ton of people out of repairs.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, I was talking to a lady. I said, ma'am, I said, when we put this money in it, I said, we're going to triple the value of this car. Do you understand that? Mm. And on. And I finally, you know, I said, no, don't do it. Don't do it. And she didn't. And I was like, thank you. I said, cause I would have felt really bad doing it.
Right. Well, and John, there's all kinds of, you know, finding a good mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
Is it appropriate to call you guys a mechanic?
Well, you know, that actually came up, and we were actually talking about that literally just the other day. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you know, what's the difference between a mechanic and a technician?
Mm.
Technician, when it becomes more what? Technical.
Technical, yes.
And if there's anything technical now, it's an automotive.
There you go.
You know, in automotive, that, you know, the technicality and repairs of vehicles are just so out there. I mean, it's like you've got to have, you feel like you have to have a PhD to understand these cars.
Right. Now, I was in the store and I was kind of indirectly not really involved with the conversation, but a gentleman came in. I thought, oh, maybe he's one of your vendors.
Okay.
But he looked like he was doing some training with some of your technicians on how to use a piece of equipment. So I would imagine, I mean, you guys have really fancy stuff like a hospital has for cars.
No, I understand.
And it's amazing the things that you do at Southern Boulevard Automotive. So this afternoon, if you'd like to talk to John Chitwood, he is the owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive. They're located at 2300 Southern Boulevard Northeast. We better make sure that everybody knows you're on Southern Boulevard.
Yeah. That's funny.
The phone number is 892-2300, of course, area code 505. They're located in Rio Rancho. And, John, one of the things we've talked about in past shows is you help people all over the city.
Oh, yeah.
And you do also have some towing services and other things. And if they just give you a call, you can tell them
all the details,
how to work that all out. So, again, 892-2300. The questions I have today are the ones I've written down are ones that I've gotten from emails. So
right.
We have a podcast. It's called abqconnect.online. And a lot of people are listening to John Chitwood. And, you know, somebody will say, oh, yeah, well, John talked about oil changes or this or that. And so people are emailing me and asking me questions. So we'll start doing that. If you call today, I've got some Hinkle Family Fun Center tickets to give away. And, if you are the first caller today to talk to John Chitwood at 338-5790, I'm going to give you vouchers for two tickets to the Christmas Joy Ballet, which is going to be held December 14th and December 15th. It is in a spectacularly beautiful presentation. Wendy Miner, the artistic director, is going to be in studio with me on Monday. It is literally a presentation of our Savior in ballet form.
Wow, that's cool.
And just, it's spectacularly beautiful. And their ballet company's been doing it for 35 years. So a couple vouchers for those tickets if you call for John Chitwood this afternoon. So, John, let's get started with a couple of questions. I have an email from a listener who's asking me about clicking underneath their SUV. It's a 2010 Nissan Pathfinder, and they thought that maybe it was their U-joint. So they shook it, but they said there's no play in the U-joint at all. What could that be?
Well, it could be actually a couple different things, you know. I mean, but there's obviously questions. You know, when you hear a clicking noise, you have to ask a question. Now, do you hear it when you're moving or when you're sitting still?
Just when they're moving.
Okay.
And no brakes on, because I kind of ask all those questions too.
Okay. And is it when you're turning or is it going straight ahead?
Apparently you can't hear it while you're driving, but when you slow down to stop at a stoplight, you hear click, 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 click. And then, he said if you back up, if he backs up, and he turns the wheel, he hears it a little louder.
Okay. Then that could actually be a CV joint in the front.
Okay.
And is it four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive?
It's four-wheel drive.
Okay. So four-wheel drive, it could be one of the CV axles in the front, you know, a torn boot. The axle itself, the balls inside are going bad, and he's hearing that clicking. Mm. Nissan was also notorious for the front drive line. The U-joint, it's a constant velocity type of a, you know, joint that actually was right at the transfer case. Those joints would go bad and they would click, you know, when they make that kind of same noise.
Okay.
But if it's mainly when you're turning, then you'd have to go back to say maybe really just the CV axles.
Now, the CV, those are like little U-joints on each wheel, right?
Yeah, it's the CV stands for constant velocity.
Okay.
And what essentially is, you know, you're always having that pressure against it. So they're actually balls, not so much as a U-joint, but actually it's a ball joint.
Oh, I got you.
You know, actually just, you know, they have actually big ball bearings in there, and it's actually constant velocity.
Okay.
So it's actually always moving, you know, or always, you know, having that tension against it.
I got you. But that doesn't sound like something you should drive very long on if that's happening.
Anytime you got a noise, okay, I'll say this to people all the time. I said, you know, whether it be a noise, whether it be a leak, whether it be any kind of issue, it's not going to get better on its own.
Right.
Okay. And if it's not going to get better, then, you know, what's the proposition to that? It's going to get worse. And when it does get worse, what do you destroy when that happens?
Right. Well, I've got several other questions for you this afternoon, okay, but I'd also like to appeal to our listeners. Call John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive at 505-338-5790 this afternoon. I've got two vouchers to the Christmas Joy Ballet being held December 14th and 15th. And I also have some Hinkle Family Fun Center passes. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. We will be right back.
Here's Joy Junction CEO, Alma Reynolds.
Joy Junction has been serving homeless men, women, and children for 33 years now. And it's a dream come true for our late founder, Jeremy Reynolds, to have our new additional rooms and a separate space for single men and single women. But we need your help. Your generous donation means hope to somebody, and we are here to be that hope.
For more information, go to joyjunction.org. Be that hope. Go to joyjunction.org. Do you have an old clunker sitting there collecting dust, rust, and weeds? Donate it to Joy Junction. We would be glad to take it off your hands. Doesn't matter what condition, running not required. We'll take it. Just contact us. We'll take care of the rest, even towing. Just call 505-217-9586. Your vehicle donation will help us provide housing for Albuquerque's homeless families. Joy Junction, bringing hope to the homeless. Won't you help?
Celebrate the true meaning of Christmas with the 35th anniversary production of Christmas Joy, December 14th and 15th. Tickets at nhccnm.org. A holiday tradition, dancers will inspire audiences to experience the greatest gift, the birth of our Savior. Experience the miracle. Don't miss Christmas Joy at the National Hispanic Cultural Center, December 14th and 15th. Tickets available now at nhccnm.org. Celebrate the reason for the season, Christmas Joy.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule while working toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Select teachings from the Bible from 30,000 feet are now part of the distance learning curriculum at Veritas International University with online classes from Pastor Skip Heitzig, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. When you complete the Bible from 30,000 feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. Through Veritas, you can take online, fully accredited classes working towards a bachelor's, master's, or a PhD. The spring semester is quickly approaching. For a full list of classes and to enroll, go to viu.ves.edu. That's viu.ves.edu. You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us here on ABQ Connect. Jim Williams in studio with John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive, and we have Anthony on the phone. He's got a 1999 old. Sounds like a fun car, Anthony. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for having me.
You bet.
Hi,
What's your question?
I just wanted to check with you. This car's been sitting for a few years, and my wife, who has more common sense than me, says I need to either get it fixed or you know, get rid of it.
Okay.
How much would that run if you were to come pick it up, take it back to your shop and diagnose, and then I could find out whether it's worth fixing or if it's better just to, you know, donate it to the junkyard?
Yeah, to pick it up, tow it in, go through it and, you know, get it running and just find out, you know, what it's going to need, you know, roughly probably around, you know, $80,
$90. Great. And then from that point, we can decide whether it's, you know, worth putting in money for whatever.
Exactly.
It was, you know. Okay. All right. Well,
Anthony,
I
got the feeling that you're going to be putting some big tires on it and heading out to South Eubank like we used to do in the old days after John gets that car running.
That's what I'd like to do. I'm procrastinating, but.
Anthony, thanks for calling, and make sure that Tim has your information so we can get the tickets to you. You can either get the Christmas Joy tickets, or you will be able to get the Hinkle Family Fun Center tickets. So thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Anthony.
Well, that's a great call. I mean, that was a great application. What we were
talking about
is you have a vehicle, mm-hmm. hasn't run for a while.
Exactly.
John, is there a problem with somebody going and grabbing, jumping a car that maybe have a dead battery, it's been sitting for 2 or 3 years? You probably shouldn't drive it very much, right?
Well, I mean, if it's been sitting that long, more than likely you're going to have other problems and issues. For instance, you know, gasoline. You can't let gasoline just sit, and people don't understand that. It'll actually turn to almost like a varnish.
Right.
And when that turns into like that, you can ruin the fuel pumps. You can gum up the fuel lines, the sending units, the fuel injection system, if it has it, or it gets into the carburetor, if it's a carburetor. It depends on, you know, obviously what kind of vehicle and how old it is, but that it'll mess up a lot of stuff. And in fact, there's a lot of vehicles, if that fuel, that old fuel gets into and hits the valves, it'll make the valves stick open. And when the piston comes up, it'll hit it, bend the valves, and there's catastrophic failure.
Wow. So what Anthony's asking you is really apropos.
Exactly
right. So let you come pick up a vehicle. Let's get that old fuel drained out.
Or is it that, I mean, because you can smell it. I mean, once you smell bad gas, you'll never forget it.
Okay. Well, the bottom line is you are a resource to help somebody get a vehicle all fixed up and going.
And we do that all the time. You know, I did it this morning.
Yeah.
So.
Well, John, you have been a longtime advertiser on KNKT. You've been gracious to donate your time to come in and help us with ABQ Connect and answer questions of our listeners. But I'm always intrigued, even before I met you, with your advertising, because you talk about, you know, you use repairing and maintaining a vehicle and restoring a vehicle as a metaphor for the Christian life, which it really is.
It really is.
And you've got a special event that you want to tell us about coming up tomorrow.
Tomorrow, here at Calvary in the Hub at 10 a.m., we're doing the men's rally, the Man Up men's rally. It'll be here. It's a men-only event.
Okay.
If you come here, get here a little bit early, we're going to have free burritos and coffee. I mean, we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, sounds nice.
Yeah.
John, when you say men only, I want to emphasize to the women listening, this really is intended to help men be the men you want them to be.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so we're not like omitting the women. We're trying to prepare these men to do what they should be doing with the women.
Well, and that's why the rally is called Man Up.
Yeah, Man Up.
It is why it's called Man Up, because, you know, too many times in our society, for instance, okay, and this has been an ongoing joke this last week, is, because I lead two different connect groups, one on Tuesday night and one on Thursday night. Tuesday night is the more conventional, where we go over the Skip's lesson, you know, over the past weekend. But on Thursday night, it's actually a classroom setting here in the Hub upstairs, at 6:30, where we are going through the Bible, you know, with expository teaching, you know, verse by verse and, you know, ideas and different things and going through it. And, the ongoing joke is that I lead a women's Bible study on Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And they're like, do you really? I said, yeah, because the women are the only ones showing up.
Yeah.
I said, it's time for the men to man up.
What's going on with men, John? What do you think? Is it a cultural thing? People too tired at the end of the day and they want to?
You know, I don't think so. I really don't. I think it's to a point where it's almost a pride issue. Like, well, I know that. They're supposed to know and they don't want to admit that they don't know.
Right.
You know, and if you get to a point, if you can find out who you are and what you know and what you don't know, and then admit that, that's the first step.
Yeah.
And that's what we end up having is like, you know, always having, you need to make that first step and saying, I don't know, teach me. But a man with pride, he will always say, I know that already.
You know, this reminds me of a story that I've heard a lot of women say. You know, husbands will never ask for directions when they're driving somewhere or they're walking through a shopping center.
Right.
The wives always have to go ask for directions. Or,
and why is that?
Well, again, it's probably just an ego thing.
It is. It is ego. It's ego. It's pride.
Yeah.
You know, and what's funny, though, is we will laugh it off.
Mm-hmm.
But pride is what made the devil the devil.
Yes. Sure.
You know, and it's one of those things that we loathe it in somebody else, but we accept it in ourselves.
Right. Well, it's amazing to see. I've always said I don't trust Christians until they're injured. And it's because they're humbled. And many times, and I know this applies to me, I had to be humbled. I had to have that world championship wrestling body slam that God did to me in order for me to be a lot more humble. And I think he's still got a lot more work to do, but I'm doing the best I can.
Right.
And operating now where I'm at, personally, is a lot easier than it was, you know, with the arrogance that I displayed. So,
I understand.
It's an amazing thing that God can do for you. So if you're a man and, you need to man up.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock.
Tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, Hub. Campus of Calvary Albuquerque, 4001 Osuna.
Yep.
John Chitwood in studio with us this afternoon from Southern Boulevard Automotive. And John is obviously a committed Christian, but he also knows a little bit about cars. We're going to be back and talk to John more about his background and why he loves cars so much and taking your calls. You can call us this afternoon at 338-5790. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Is there something about your house that chills you? Are there strange sounds coming from your furnace? When darkness falls, do your pipes clank and moan? Whatever it is, give the guys at Bosca Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing a call at 444-7200. Their friendly service professionals are ready to bust even the scariest of home HVAC issues. Just dial Bosca at 444-7200. That's 444-7200.
Hey, Boudicke. Car Spa here. Did you know that Car Spa has 4 locations, or that Car Spa is locally owned for 47 years? Did you know that Car Spa employs more than 100 people in Albuquerque, or that 2 Car Spa locations remain traditional full and exterior wash services, and 2 new stores are called Car Spa Flex? That means everything or all services at one location. No wash across the street from our wash across the street from our wash across the street. That can get expensive, right? Flex has fast lane. Landing areas for both express and full service finish, express and complete detail landing areas, optional courtesy vacuum, and relaxing waiting areas. Some washes offer expensive convenience offset by free popcorn. Car Spa, value and experience exceed all expectations. Now, stay tuned for the pop quiz called Show Me. Experience the new Flex, East Central or Sevilla at Core. Google Raintown Car Spa for exact location.
Latitude's Neighborhood Market is more than just a gas station. Latitude stresses local convenience at grocery market prices. Locally owned and heavily invested in the community. Unlike the national competition, they support local church groups, schools, and service organizations. Come into a nice clean store with friendly faces to greet you. Then pick up a rewards passport to save even more on gas and get reacquainted with what real convenience is all about. Always open for you. Located in Rio Rancho, just across from Intel, or online at golatitudes.com.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
I have some Hinkle Family Fun Center passes for you this afternoon. If you want to call John Chitwood of Southern Boulevard Automotive, or ask the expert about car repair, you can reach John this afternoon in studio at 338-5790, of course, area code 505. John, we just, in the last segment, we're talking about the Man Up conference that you're having tomorrow morning. 10 o'clock in the Hub.
Yeah, but remember, come early.
Come early.
You know, 9:30, and free burritos and coffee, and we'll have some fellowship, and then we'll get into the Word.
Yeah, that sounds great. John, you are gracious to give us your time, and sometimes the questions that we're asking, I always think, well, maybe I should have known that. But I guess that's what pays the bills in Southern Boulevard Automotive. So talk to me about this little light that you might see on your dashboard that says TPMS.
You know, that is a system, tire pressure monitoring system.
Okay.
That's what TPMS stands for. It was actually mandatory after the year 2006 in all vehicles in the U.S.
Okay.
And obviously it's another safety feature. It is a,
it tells you the tire pressure in your, tires.
What I was going to say is a pain.
Oh yeah.
Oh boy.
How does it work? I mean, is there a wire connected to your wheel or?
No. It's actually a transmitter. Okay. It's a battery operated transmitter inside each and every tire, generally 315 megahertz. And what it does, it sends a signal. It has a pressure sensor in there and it sends a signal to a computer on board that tells that computer where your tire pressure sits. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now what you're going to see is now that the weather, you know, you got that cold snap here a couple weeks ago.
Sure.
Everybody's light came on because what happens, it was on a threshold. You know, right, let's say your tire pressure is supposed to be at 35, okay? Mm-hmm. And let's say you're running at 36. But when the tire's ice cold in the morning, you're only running like 32.
Gotcha.
Because, you know,
the air's condensed.
Exactly. The air's condensed, you know, and the more you run, obviously, again, inflates more. For instance, I hate to say it, but mine, I knew what the problem was. The light came on, and by the time I got to work, the tire warmed up, and now the light went off. And so what that does, it just tells you that one of your tires is either getting low, is flat, something like this. So you just need to look at it. Or you could have a dead battery in one of those sensors.
Hey, I don't know why I thought of this story, but I have to share.
All right.
So years ago, I had bought a Ford F-150.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I bought it at Power Ford. And it was a nice truck, four-wheel drive, and I was working in real estate, and I was driving up of South 14, and I was trying to find a lot that mm-hmm. one of my customers was going to purchase and build a home on.
Right.
So I'm driving up this dirt road, and all of a sudden I come over the hill, and I run into 3 feet of mud. And I stuck my vehicle up to the doors in this mud. So I get out. I've got dress pants on, dress shoes. I sink all the way down to my knees, and that's kind of a long ways because
yeah,
I'm 6'7".
Yeah, for you it is.
So I make my way back out to South 14, which was about a half a mile hike, and I didn't have to walk in the mud the whole time, but for a good 50 yards, I was in this mud. And I get out, and up until this point, I would see these young people with these, you know, jacked up Chevys and Fords
right.
with the massive tires. And I didn't make fun of them, but I would think, gosh, you know, what are you doing with all that? Well, this young man was kind enough to stop. He had a Ford Bronco, one of the old two-door uh-huh. ones, big, huge tires. He said, sir, can I help you? And I said, well, I don't know if you can help me. I'm stuck to my doors. He said, get in. No problem. So he drives in and I said, well, you better stay out of that mud. He goes, look, don't worry about it. So he hooks up a chain to his truck and he hooks up a chain to my ball, and without even really revving his engine, he just goes and pulls me straight out. I never make fun of those guys anymore with those big tires ever, because his vehicle was especially equipped
right.
for that.
Right.
And, it was an amazing thing. He didn't have to jerk me out.
Right.
He just pulled me smooth as silk, and that truck was a pretty heavy truck, you know, full size bed, all the good stuff. So, I remember that so affectionately, and he was so kind and so generous, and cause it took him a good, you know, 15,
right.
30 minutes to get me out, and, he didn't have to stop, but he did.
And you have to know that this is what they almost live for too. This is why they build these, to prove something.
Well, now you're a Jeep guy.
Right.
And tell us about the Jeep thing. I mean,
it's a Jeep thing.
Okay. No. So you have a sign that says a Hummer rescue vehicle on your Jeep.
No. I have a CJ7, 1984. I like that. I like being out in the open. You know, it's the next best thing to a motorcycle.
Yeah. And having fun. And there's a lot of places in New Mexico.
Oh, tons.
John, New Mexicans do not know how beautiful New Mexico is because they stay in their little pocket of the state. Mm-hmm. If they just traveled 100 miles either direction, if
Correct.
They went 200 miles, they'd really see spectacular things. Our state is so varied and so different. Even the desert.
Yes.
You know, have you ever gone down to drive on the sand down south, like around White Sands and some of those things?
Oh, yeah. I've been all over the place.
Yeah. Wow. special fun. That
oh, yeah. Of course it is. I mean, yeah. And I mean, just with anything, just get out. You know, that's, like you said, I think we're too sequestered, you know, right here. You know, and we can't see past our, you know, city limits.
Right. How would you apply that concept to the word? Do we kind of read with blinders on sometimes?
I think we don't read with studying.
Okay.
Okay. Read it as a story, read it as a novel, or, you know, and just, you know, say, okay, I did my, you know, five chapters, two verses, whatever it may be. I did a devotional where I didn't get in and read or study the Bible. And there's a difference between reading the Bible and studying the Bible.
Sure.
I mean, a huge difference. I have taught that for years. I mean, you know, to study God's word versus reading God's word is a vast difference.
Vast difference. John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive, in studio with us. You can reach John at Southern Boulevard Automotive if you have some car repair needs at 505-892-2300. If you'd like to talk to John in studio after our next break, give us a call at 505-338-5790. I have some Hinkle Family Fun Center passes, four of them for a family, to go do something over there at Hinkle Family Fun Center, and there is a lot to do. So call us 338-5790 and talk to John Chitwood. We'll be right back after these messages.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
And we're in studio today visiting with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. Elaine, it's really been a joy having you in studio several times, really, to pick the brains of an expert at real estate. You've been doing this a little while. One of the things we wanted to talk about was someone who's really decided on their own that their credit score isn't good enough to get a loan.
Right. You'd be surprised how many people I do meet where they come with that attitude that they are not able to qualify and they just don't even try. For example, bankruptcy is one of the issues that come up. So definitely what I like to do is sit down with them, make a plan with them, get Alan or HUD, who can help us as well, get through the process of holding their hand to get them from that moment to closing and getting the keys to their new home.
Eleanor, what are some of the things you tell that person that's making assumptions about their own credit score and whether or not they qualify for a loan?
Really, the first step is to just get together with Elaine and myself and find out where you really stand. There's many myths out there that people think they have to have these super high scores, and in reality, we have programs to qualify. So don't let those myths out there fool you.
Even the myth of, you know, hey, I just went and got a dishwasher and a car and they pulled my credit. There's just no way. It's dinged my credit so much.
Right. You're right about that. When you are shopping for a mortgage to buy a home, you are allowed so many pulls before it affects your credit scores. Now, it wasn't always like that. Back in the days, they did ding you every time. And now they've come out with a way where it doesn't lower your scores because you're shopping for a mortgage loan.
So quite simply put, someone who's made a decision about their credit score and whether or not they qualify for a loan, well, they're not a qualified broker. They shouldn't make that decision. Really, they need to come and talk to you two.
Absolutely.
To get that kind of insight as to what steps they need to take, is there a cost for that?
No, there's no cost at all. We want to help you get into a home. It's complimentary. So definitely call and reach out to us.
All right. Well, how do they do that?
They can call at 505-379-6845 or just go to my website, which is ramosrealestatenm.com.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
Listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are in studio with John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. Southern Boulevard is at 2300 Southern Boulevard Southeast in Rio Rancho. And John Chitwood has been in business how long?
This is my 25th year.
25th year.
One more month and it'll be 25 years complete.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's a neat testimony to your customers too.
Yeah,
because they've been working with you and loyal to you. And
oh, yes.
It's really appreciated,
yes.
I'm sure.
I have great customers.
John, well, let's, I've got a couple things I got to go to. This week we've had, Albuquerque Christian Children's Home in studio. They have a big, dinner and auction tomorrow at the Embassy Suite Hotel. It's obviously a fundraiser for them. They've been a big sponsor and supporter of KNKT for a long time. That's at the Embassy Suite Hotel tomorrow at 5 p.m. Be a very nice dinner, a chance for you to donate some money and get some nice things through the auction. And I also want to mention that Holly Slade with Feed New Mexico Kids and Adri Duran, who is the owner of the Flower Company there in Scottsdale Village at 3107 Eubank. Adri is putting on a food drive tomorrow for Feed New Mexico Kids, and it's going to start about 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock in the morning. You go to her store, and you bring in a food donation, and then she's got a little scavenger hunt, a little thing to help direct you through the other stores in the Scottsdale Village. Oh, it'll be kind of fun. She's got some prizes. It'll help, you know, the food drive, helping Feed New Mexico Kids, and they have such a massive need right now because going into Thanksgiving and Christmas, there's going to be a lot of time off of school for kids. They're not going to be able to get food. So we hope that you will really reach out. That's the Flower Company in the Scottsdale Village tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, get over there and play a scavenger hunt and donate some food and help them out. So, John, let's get back to talking about cars. What are the symptoms of a bad fuel filter? Guy, again, emailed, said that he had a 94 Jeep driving down the road. It just dies. Didn't even realize there was a fuel filter, but found out that was what was causing the problem.
You know, obviously, lack of power, you know, because you're not getting as much fuel there. Hiccuping, you can actually have stalling issues. You know, the problem with, you know, and again, like we talked off air, you know, fuel filters are only, they don't use them anymore as you would think. All fuel filters now are actually in the tank on the fuel pumps themselves. And now the fuel filters used to be in line. You used to be able to replace them. Now they're in the tank. And the way they've actually made it designed, you just don't replace them that often anymore. But, you know, on the older ones, you know, that did have a fuel filter, people would let them get plugged up. And then they run the tank so low, the pump's working double time trying to push against that clogged up fuel filter, burns up the fuel pump. You know, and then I actually have had some where they were so bad and the fuel pump was still working that we replaced the fuel filter and then it released everything. So that pump all of a sudden started up and it started really, really pushing the fuel and there was sediment in the bottom of the tank and it sucked it up into the fuel pump and killed the pump.
Wow. So,
you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, so if you have an older vehicle, you know, early 2000s and backwards, fuel filters are very, very important. Very important. And I have found that people generally don't replace them every 5 years.
Right.
You know, you should be doing it minimum once a year.
John, I was taking a look at a new Ford Mustang, one of the Cobra Mustangs. And the guy that was showing it to us and kind of reminded me with your Man Up event tomorrow, you're going to have a couple cars out there and things. The guy that was showing us this had his hood open. It was, you know, beautiful car, all pristine, clean and everything. You could tell he spent hours and hours and hours on it. But he was saying that the motor generated some 600 plus horsepower.
Right.
Now, when you compare that to, say, an old GT350 Shelby Mustang, I mean, that's a lot more power than those old cars, isn't
Almost
it?
Double.
Almost double. Right. Wow. I mean, so not only athletes and athletics are getting more powerful and more and stronger, but vehicles are too. And are they getting more reliable?
Reliable, I would say no.
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 Okay.
You know, I mean, like right now I have a, you know, a 1-ton Ford truck in our shop. It's a 2017.
Gotcha.
You know, not to say, you know, I'm not picking on any kind of a group. I'm just saying no, because the more I have a saying, the more you mess with the plumbing, the easier it is to stop up the sink. And that's the way it is with technology. You know, now like people will come in, hey, I got this light on my dash. You know, okay. It, like we talked earlier, it's your tire pressure monitoring system. Well, you know, well, okay, fine. So I get a new sensor and put in there. Let's say the battery's dead or let's say it won't program. Let's say, you know, it's not, doesn't like the circumference of the tire. There's always something that, you know, that's, you know, it's not right, you know, or this light comes on ever so often, then it goes off, then it comes on, then it goes off, you know, whether it be a check engine light. and it's an intermittent problem. I mean, again, you know, the more, you know, with electronics, you know, they're constantly going to have problems, especially because there's, you know, they have engineered obsolescence as well. That, the, you know, this part was only designed to work for so long.
Yeah. Just until the warranty's over.
You got it. You know, actually, a little over the warranty. Yeah, that way it's far enough away.
Yeah.
But, reliability, you know, as far as horsepower, yes, they're actually taking smaller motors and producing more horsepower, like the Ecotecs. Yes. You know, a lot of these turbocharged cars that are coming out, yeah, they're producing a lot of horsepower. They're producing as much as the V10s.
Wow.
Okay? I mean, you've got a six-cylinder engine that's producing as much as a V10.
Yeah, and that's all technology.
Exactly right.
But
exactly right.
More moving parts, electronics and things.
And pressures and different things. Mm-hmm. Turbo, you're putting more pressure inside of a cylinder. The future will tell.
But I think this all speaks well to, you don't really want, I guess you make a lot of money on catastrophic failures where people ignore dashboard lights and things, but you'd rather just see a vehicle on a regular basis, have a regular customer and keep these vehicles running correctly.
Correct. And that's why I actually promoted on the commercial was, you know, there's nothing like a well-maintained vehicle. There really isn't. Mm-hmm. There's a gentleman here at church, brought me his truck the other day, and I think it was like a 99. It was pristine.
Nice.
And exactly. Very nice. I mean, you know, and he didn't hardly need anything.
Yeah. I occasionally see, well, we have a lot of people that are into hot rodding.
Right, right.
I never knew much about low riders. In fact, I kind of thought they were silly until I went to one of the low rider shows and I looked at the hydraulics and all the things that these people put into their cars.
They put in a lot of thinking.
They're engineering. And,
yes.
And the other thing is they're kind of like works of art.
Yeah, they are.
The paint jobs and the things I just really thought it was fascinating. It's a whole cultural thing.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. It was very fun.
But it's even, you know, goes back to what you were talking about with when you were stuck. You got the guy that has this big jacked up truck versus this guy with the lowrider. Both of them, you know, in their fields of what they were going for, did very well. And they put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
And again, works of art because it's something that they were into.
Sure.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate the passion.
Yeah.
I appreciate learning things that I don't know. And the Man Up conference tomorrow, men need to get there and find out what they don't know. You know, this show is all about exactly what we're talking about.
Correct, correct.
Every day I get to ask questions of guests and learn new things, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
so
agreed.
I appreciate you. More with John Chitwood. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We will be right back.
Gonset Physical Medicine specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of spinal ligament injury. Don't ignore the pain and discomfort any longer. Schedule a consultation today at gonsted-nm.com or 505-884-8584.
The folks at Crown Jewels and Coin keep it real so you can get real. They don't carry lab-grown diamonds advertised just like real for half the price, but offer instead natural diamonds for half the price as lab-grown. This means you don't have to compromise to get exactly what you want at the price you can afford. True love can't be manufactured, and a diamond never should be. Get real at Crown Jewels and Coin for all you treasure. San Mateo, north of Candelaria.
To a patient with High Desert Hospice, something as simple as a caring touch, a smile, a prayer, or even just physical presence can bring comfort beyond measure.
I was unsure about volunteering, but when I met my first patient, I knew I had made the right decision. The patients and families are so grateful. You can't help but feel good.
Discover just how easy and fulfilling volunteering with High Desert Hospice can be. Go to highdeserthospice.care. That's highdeserthospice.care. And click on volunteer. Ladies of Calvary, get ready for the annual Winter Gala and Lovely Market. Join Sheology Women's Ministry for Feliz Navidad with inspiring speaker, author, and mentor Debbie Alsdorf on Tuesday, December 3rd. The Lovely Market will be open at 3 p.m., so come early and take care of your Christmas shopping. Tickets must be purchased in advance and are available online at calvarynm.church. Come with expectant hearts for a fun-filled evening. We look forward to celebrating the season of Jesus' birth with you.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are in studio this afternoon with our automotive expert, John Chitwood, owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive. John, again, thanks for being here.
No problem.
John, we off air, we were talking a little bit and talking about invoking trust.
Right.
By your title.
Right.
And you made an observation, and I agree with you, that when you tell somebody you're a Christian, that doesn't necessarily invoke trust.
Not in our day and age.
And an automotive technician doesn't necessarily invoke trust.
No, because of the media. Mm. Okay. And it really it is. And you think about that. You know, but both sides, whether it be Christian, you know, if for instance, you go up and tell somebody you're a Christian, 9 times out of 10, the door will close in their mind to you.
Mm.
You know, you're one of them.
Right.
And even if you go up to someone and say, well, I'm an automotive technician, you know, depending on the situation, they may close the door in their mind to you too. Oh, you're untrustworthy.
Mm.
But see, here's the fallacy in that, whether it be Christian or automotive technician or anything that someone has done, you can't judge a system by its abuse.
Right.
You can't judge a system by its abuse. And that is what people do. If one Christian goes bad, you all are bad.
Mm-hmm.
If one automotive technician does something that's, unethical, it's like, okay, you all are that way.
So how do you at Southern Boulevard with your technicians reverse that course?
You know, car by car, day by day, everything, you know, one at a time, you just got to, you know, it's an uphill battle. It is an uphill battle because of the personification that it comes with.
Yeah.
That it comes with. And it does. It comes with that you have to fight against. And you, and like I was telling you, I took you under the vehicle and showed you, hey, look, this is what it is. You may or may not want to fix this.
Right.
It's up to you. I talk people out of doing repairs because the car's not worth it.
Well, I did see a couple of signs for Petrie and some others right underneath my car while you were showing me that. I just kidding. Power Ford and Petrie were under there for some reason. Just kidding. See, maybe they ought to buy a little signage in Southern Boulevard Automotive, because John's going to be straight with you, man. If your car is beyond fixing, he's going to tell you.
Well, I've told many people, you know, I said, they'll say, well, how bad is it? And I told them, I said, the only thing left to do is go through the seats and look for loose change.
That's funny. John, you mentioned this a little bit briefly in our last segment. What should we do if we see a check engine light? Should we wait 30 days and see if it goes away?
I wouldn't wait 30 minutes. Okay. And this is what I would do. And I tell hundreds of people to do this. One of two things. If you're in Rio Rancho, just come by. If you're in Albuquerque or you're out somewhere, go by AutoZone or O'Reilly's and they will scan the code for free.
Ah.
Okay. And now it's not a diagnostic.
Right.
Okay. All they're doing is reading the code. Okay. And then just call me and I'll tell you if it's detrimental or not.
Yeah. But you need to find out.
Correct.
To find out what it is.
But if your check engine light is flashing, pull over and get it towed.
Okay.
Because if it's flashing, what it's telling you is now the failure that you have that the computer detects is actually damaging the catalytic converter.
Ah.
You're damaging something, so please shut it off. If your check engine light is flashing while you're driving, shut it off, pull over, and get it towed.
And you can call John Chitwood at Southern Boulevard Automotive, 505-892-2300. And John's available for the last couple segments of this afternoon here in the studio. Please call us at 505-338-5790. I've got some Hinkle Family Fun Center passes for you. And for the next caller, you get to choose between a Hinkle Family Fun Center pass and or a two vouchers for tickets to Christmas Joy, which is a ballet that comes up December 14th and 15th. Christmas Joy is just an absolutely spectacular show, and it is put on at the Hispanic Cultural Center on December 14th and 15th. This is their 35th year. I'm not speaking very well today, but it is Wendy Miner, their creative director, is going to be in studio with me Monday, and we're going to give away a few more tickets on Monday as well. But if you call this afternoon, John Chitwood is available to take your calls. And let's go to the next question. How do you know when your tires need to be replaced, John?
Okay. This is actually very simple, and a lot of people don't know this, and a lot of people do. Between the tread, okay, on your tire, there is a little bar that's a little, it's a little bar, maybe, you know, you're not even talking like an eighth of an inch thick, okay? Mm-hmm. And it'll actually go, runs along horizontally across the tire, okay? And what it is, that's called a wear bar, okay? And it actually is a little higher than the inside of the tread. Like if you have the tread on each side, it's right in there. It's a little higher than the rest.
Okay.
If you look at your tire and that wear bar is like really close to equaling with the tread that's left on the tire, your tire needs to be replaced.
Yeah.
If it's already even with it, you're past that point.
Okay. I've got a call from Susan. Susan's calling about a car that's not being driven. Hi, Susan. Oh, they want me to keep talking. Susan's given all her information, but we'll have her on in just a second. But it's fascinating that we've had a couple of calls today about people that have vehicles that are not running.
Well, you know, that's the one problem that I've seen quite a bit of, you know, and especially, I don't know what it is with like Rio Rancho, and my technicians have commented about it a lot. It says, wow, these people have, you know, all these cars are sitting behind their house, and you'll open the hood and you've seen, you know, rodents living in there because it's been sitting for so long.
Yeah.
Different stuff like that. I mean, but a lot of people will let cars sit and they go, well, you know, I'll get back to it. Right. And when I get it, then it's like, okay, yeah.
Well, John, before we take Susan's call, let me ask you a question about, is it worth the money to buy a more expensive oil filter?
You know, this has come up, many times. I would say yes.
Okay.
As far as because what it is, it's going to filter out, you know, the micron filtration is going to be a lot smaller. Okay, so obviously it's going to pick up more dirt, more grime, and it'll filter out all the impurities in your oil a lot better. Because obviously the ones that are not, is letting that go through. The more junk you have in your engine, the lubricity of the oil actually goes way down. So yes, it's worth it. And I've had people say, well, that means I don't have to change my oil as often.
Right.
That's not what it means. You know, it just means that you're actually filtering your oil better.
I guess.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, and my sisters will probably be mad at me, but both of my sisters, I built Datsun 280Zs for them way back in the day. I used to restore those cars and build them. And both of them didn't put oil in their cars for a couple years.
Wow.
Brother was not happy. Hey, let's go to Susan now. Oh, you want us to talk on the other side of the break? Well, we'll do that. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back with Susan's call and more with John Chitwood right after this.
You're listening to Plugged In on KNKT.
This isn't the first time Ford Motors has gone to war. We know how to do more than push paper.
The new movie Ford vs. Ferrari tells the true story of the Ford Motor Company's efforts to build a revolutionary racer in 1965. This is a well-made racing pick that delivers messages about perseverance and friendship. The racing itself is thrilling, but it's the performances of stars Christian Bale and Matt Damon that keep us strapped in. That said, there are violent race crashes and a steady stream of foul language to contend with here, enough to at least raise a yellow flag for families. So, we'll give Ford versus Ferrari a 2.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. Plugging you into the movies, I'm Bob Olszewski for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
No matter what, your system is going to break.
Are you kidding me?
When it does, give Bosque Heating and Cooling a call.
Perfect.
That's 444-7200. Whatever it is, Bosque is just a call away. 444-7200. Yeah, that's their number. 444-7200. Or visit www.ourhouseishot.com. That's www.ourhouseishot.com.
Relationships are one of God's most precious gifts to us. Hi, I'm Bob Lapine. Each day on Family Life Today with Dennis Rainey, we look at what Jesus described as the two most important commandments, loving God and loving each other, especially in our family relationships. Join us each weekday on KNKT-FM for Family Life Today to develop godly marriages and families that change the world one home at a time.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are in studio with John Chitwood, owner of Southern Boulevard Automotive, and Susan left a question for us before the break. She says she has a car that she isn't driving, and she wants to know what happens if she doesn't drive it. It sounds like to me, John, is there a way to, maybe this is not the correct way to phrase this, but is there a way to winterize a car or to store it?
There's a way to store it. The problem is, you know, you have to think of like, okay, where, and especially with New Mexico, as, you know, as arid as it is, you know, there's no humidity here. Mm-hmm. Yes, we have a better chance of vehicles, you know, surviving. The only problem is if the vehicle's being stored outside, you have weather issues, especially with our sun. Mm-hmm. One, it blisters the paint. Mm-hmm. It'll, you know, it cracks, you know, superheats the inside of the vehicle, cracks the dashes. Mm-hmm. The gasoline, I mean, you can't change, you know, physics. Gasoline's going to get bad, you know, depending on how long you're letting it sit.
It doesn't sound like it'd be real safe to try to drain the gas at your home either. Is there a way to do that?
Well, and again, how would you do that?
Yeah,
depending on the car.
Yeah.
You know, some vehicles, I mean, it's more of a rarity than any of them, but some vehicles have a drain plug on the gas tank, but it's rare, for that matter. And it's so hard to store a vehicle correctly. It really, really is. There are additives that you can buy to put into the gas, you know, and there's a ratio that'll actually, you know, save the gas, mm-hmm. you know, it'll actually, so you can store it. Only problem is like, you know, again, how long are you storing it for? And if a car is sitting, you know, in the dirt, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, your tires start going flat because they're dry rotted. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many things that can happen.
Well, and you mentioned that. I mean, I remember the very first vehicle that I got. Mm-hmm. Was a 49 Chevy with three on the tree. It was my grandmother's car. It had been sitting in her garage for 30 years.
Wow.
And never was driven.
Wow.
So I went in, saw the car, thought it was really cool.
Right.
But I didn't realize all the things that were going to have to be fixed. I ended up having to replace almost all, you know, the head gasket. Mm-hmm. I had to replace the tires, as you just mentioned.
Oh,
I had to go in and look at the seals on the brakes. Because that vehicle had cables that operated the back brakes.
Right.
And I can't remember what was on the front brakes, but it was a little different system. And I had to replace all those cables. You know, now everything's hydraulic.
Right.
So you don't have any of those issues. But any time you have a vehicle sitting, you're going to have a lot that you need to spend on it.
Oh, yeah.
John, after a certain year, the vehicle is not necessarily going to devalue, but it sounds like it might be an option to just get rid of it rather than store it.
Depending what, you know, I guess the motivation is, you know, why are you keeping it?
Right.
For one.
Sure.
I mean, I'm doing a repair on an older vehicle now that I actually tried to talk them out of. Mm-hmm. But they said it has sentimental value for us.
Right.
Okay. And again, you know, everybody has to make their own decisions. You know, and I said, okay, no problem at all. You know, then, you know, okay, we'll do that. But why are you keeping it? Why are you fixing it? What are you looking to do? Mm-hmm. You know, again, with, you know, like an automatic transmission, it sits for a long enough time, seals will shrink and all of a sudden you start it up. Now I got a big transmission leak.
Right.
You know, or, you know, again, we talk about gas and then, you know, obviously you have rubber hoses in there. You got rubber belts in there. They'll sit there. They'll start dry rotting and start cracking. And then you start going, they start getting hard and you go down the road, you know, thinking everything's okay and they blow.
So it sounds like there's not a real strategic way to store them. You definitely probably want to cover it. It's going to be outside.
Agreed. End up on maybe jack stands or blocks so the tires don't touch the ground. But then again, you're outside.
Right. Well, it sounds like to me, John, the real key to this is when you're ready to start operating that vehicle again.
Right.
You probably need to tow it to a place like Southern Boulevard Automotive.
Correct.
Get it thoroughly checked out. You can tell them whether the tires need to be replaced. It'll be very safe. You can check the seals and
Correct.
Do all of those kind
Correct.
Of things.
Correct.
Well, don't forget about the Man Up Conference tomorrow. It's on the campus of Calvary Albuquerque, 9 o'clock a.m.
No, it starts at 10, but we have free burritos and coffee that if you get here early, we'll have fellowship and we'll have free coffee, free burritos, and we'll have some great time of fellowship in God's Word.
Thank you, John Chitwood, Southern Boulevard Automotive. We're going to have Wendy Miner with Christmas Joy and talking about that presentation. We hope we see you Monday on ABQ Connect.
Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.